Okay, we don't have too much time left, so I will skip some... 10 minutes? Ah, okay. So I'm Valeria, I'm from Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona, and I've been coordinating the pilot together with a user partner, Agora, and iTucat and Alcatel-Lucent, that are two technical partners. And in these 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you the story of our pilot, that is the story of how these people have been involved in the pilot operations. And to start with some geographical context, the pilot took place in La Verneda neighborhood, that is, has any metropolitana neighborhood is small in terms of territorial extension, but is large in terms of population. And just some data, 38 older users have been involved, aged between 60 and 80 years old, and local organization that third sector organization that organize activities and promote cultural activities among the neighborhood, and association that represent all the other local association, and also representative of small businesses, and finally three public organization. The pilot took place in Agora. Agora is an adult educational center that offers free courses of several subjects ranging from mathematics, Chinese, IT, and most of the users are immigrants and older people. I really love to give more detail about Agora because it's an amazing place. But I don't have time, so I just invite you to look at their webpage. And the pilot started in March 2012, but we started to involve participants much earlier. And we basically organized the pilot in a weekly meeting with a core group of 18 older users in Agora computer rooms. And we also done presentation and training in other local association, and we make interview and informal discussion with the local stakeholders and interviews to regional and district government. What is important to stress is that we did not form the group of users, but we went where the community already was built. Okay, the process was similar to the other one, so I'm not giving you the detail of this. I just wanted to stress that our main goal was to be in close contact with users and engage them over long time. And to do so, we have been going in Agora since December 2010, every week, at least 2 hours per week, and we have been observing participants while they were using technology, not only Life 2.0, but also other technologies. And so we started to know our users, their activities, and their attitudes towards technologies. And the involvement of participants with the design of the platform started since the beginning, and we have conducting a lot of co-design activities, and I do not deny that some of them were a kind of failure, and this is an example of a failure, especially at the beginning. It was really difficult to engage them in co-design. And in specific, in this case, was one of the first activities in which we tried to make really abstract discussion about possible scenario of use of smartphone in their neighborhood and so on. But they get disoriented and they just started to talk about how they use their phone and how to share photos among each other and so on. And it was really impossible to keep the discussion on the initial goals. So I'm telling this because I think that co-design was really a learning process for us, because we have to learn how to conduct this kind of activity, and for them was kind of empowering because they felt that their opinion was important and they could make something to change the platform. And these are, for example, some of the sketches that they have done to improve and to suggest improvement for the platform. And of course, there has been some training, but more than this formal training, there has been a lot of mutual support and peer-to-peer training. So they help each other to use the platform. And another very important aspect is the participant involvement in dissemination activities. They took really active role. And here I could tell you so many examples of participants who wrote article in local magazine of local association, or they set up interview with the director of a local organization, and they organize activity and training classes in other pensioner association. These are just examples, but the most important thing is that that was really spontaneous initiative. We did not invite them to do that. We did not ask them to do that, but they just did. So I think this is really a result of the participant commitment to the project and to do well. And finally, last but not least, Spanish people are like Italians. They like eat and they like to celebrate with food. So they organize a lot of get-togethers and etc. But these are really important, actually, activities, because during these events, they build trust, they build friendship, they build commitment to the process, to the project. And about the actual use of the Light 2.0 platform, we can say that practical use is still lacking due to the number of limitations of the pilot, of a pilot phase. But still, we have some good results. And these results go beyond the mere use of a technologies, and actually are about aspects that should be taken into consideration when designing such services. So we have already talked about the commitment of the participants to the project. They felt being part of something important, and the socialization also was an important result. They created an important group of friends, and among this group of friends that was built, they started also to exchange some help. And the kind of help that they exchanged were about IT, and mainly IT, mainly how to use Facebook or how to practice their Catalan or their English. And from experience from the stakeholders, it was, of course, difficult for them to use a prototype of a platform over a long time. So more than being involved as users, they have been involved as informants and in a lot of discussion about possible future scenario of use. And at the end, in the Barcelona, in this neighborhood, there are a feasible scenario of use is to have a joint collaboration among different local group, and each local group will coordinate each one of the Life 2.0 services. And it was also a proposal to involve a local media company to add more content on the platform, such as local news. So the idea is to really use life within the neighborhood. And let me conclude with some provocative discussion. And I have to say that being able to be involved and in direct contact with the users over a long time contributed to overcome some of our initial preconception. And maybe one of the most important preconception was that we were thinking that they would use the platform to ask help for their daily activities, such as cleaning the window of their house or asking home delivery food, etc. But these were scenarios not acceptable by them. They didn't like this kind of scenario, as they thought that this was for very old people. But of course, we were talking with 80 years old, so there was something that we were not understanding well. So I think it was amazing that in a short period of time, they could use the platform in another way. And they used the platform mainly to address their learning goals. Learning for them is really important. They are really concerned about keeping up with the time, learn to use technology, even learn English. And these are important learning goals for them. So they will use the platform to address this. And this is why the main help that they exchange are related with share of knowledge. And a final reflection is on the language that we all use in this kind of project. With them, it was impossible to use term elderly, older, or aging. I mean, they are not older people. So then we understood that the problem was not just about the language, but the real problem was that they were feeling that we were building a platform just for older people, like if they need something special. And they don't like that. They won't never use a platform that is just for older people. They want to be integrated in the society. So to conclude, I would say that an age-friendly smart city is the one that integrates older people in the society as anyone else. And they do not treat like something special. And we should promote also the intergenerational interaction. And that's it.